It's time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Delivering dependable for over 30 years. That's Superior Livestock Auction and their next sale coming Thursday, February 20th, live from the Embassy Suites in Norman, Oklahoma. It'll be seen on Dish Network Satellite Channel 997, that's SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30. The auction itself at 8 a.m. Central Time with 36,325 head on offer, 12,780 yearling steers, 7,800 yearling heifers, 15,575 weaned calves will be sold on Thursday, February 20th. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video on a specific lot, go to the website superiorlivestock.com. As always, you can call for more information, 800-422-2117. This sale live in Norman, Oklahoma at the Embassy Suites Conference Center. You're invited to attend. At Superior Livestock, remember, we bring the market to you.
Well, Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur opened the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Leadership Conference earlier this week with an encouraging round of hope and optimism as she pledged to make 2020 a better year for farmers and ranchers.
We've got several different things we're going to be working on at the department. One thing we really want to try to have happen is a lot more processing of our commodities, those raw commodities here in the state of Oklahoma. We think that's a profit opportunity for our producers, but also a lot of great opportunity for the rural parts of the state if we can find some of those locations for those facilities to go in. Also a big focus on our Made in Oklahoma program. We're going to be celebrating 20 years of the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. Again, lots of our consumers love those products. We're going to create some greater awareness of those products. Continually talking about the ag labor issues that we see all across the state of Oklahoma and certainly across the country, and things that the department can do to help with the ag labor challenges that we have. And then constantly working on our natural resources. And when we talk about that, we talk about the work that Conservation Commission does, but also getting prescribed fire out on the ground with our forestry staff do, managing feral hogs, which are the continuous nuisance that all of us are very familiar with. So a lot of things going a lot of different directions, but hopefully looking for some good profit opportunities for our producers this year.
That was Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur. The state's abundant natural resources will also be a focus for Arthur as she works with the Oklahoma Conservation Commission on controlling feral hogs, improving the prescribed burn program, and increasing the use of conservation practices. Arthur praised Dr. Rod Hall, state veterinarian, for helping control several animal disease challenges last year and expects to see fewer diseases this year. Well, the national milk producers are commending the 58 members of the House of Representatives who wrote the FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn, urging the agency to quickly finish and act upon its examination of how to enforce regulations defining what may be labeled a dairy product. The deception caused by mislabeling of imitation products is both unfair to our hardworking dairy farmers and problematic for consumers, making it harder for Americans to make educated decisions about what they feed themselves and their families, wrote the lawmakers in the bipartisan letter, which was led by Representative Peter Welch, Mike Simpson, and Anthony Brindisi, along with John Joyce. Citing public health concerns expressed by several medical groups, the members of Congress said they appreciated that Hahn saw the topic of fake dairy labeling as a public health and nutrition matter, while calling the action long overdue. You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring is the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 23rd through the 25th at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Well, that's your latest farm news. I'm Casey Shepard reporting. Don't forget you can always find more farm news on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. You guys have a great day.